Right now it is time for us to check sports, and we start off sports, and we have Mike Kozia to take a look at some racing this weekend. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So you got one race?
I got two, but it's going to be even worse than that because I just lost power.
Oh, no.
And to call you, I had to use my cell phone, which wasn't working. So I just have to go by what I wrote down.
All right.
Well, so we'll get three today. In the stakes race today at Keeneland, I think it's the Sycamore. It's a mile and a half. I'm trying to do this by memory except for what I wrote down. I like the two-horse Red Knight. He's coming off a win at Kentucky Downs. Should be a price today, and there's been a ton of prices since Keeneland opened last Friday. It's like spinning a roulette wheel out there. So today in the Sycamore, which I think is the ninth race, I like Red Knight. Tomorrow, the ninth race is the Queen Elizabeth. It's a mile and I think an eighth on the turf. There's a big favorite in there. Even Money Morning Line, can't remember what his name is. I can't look at it, but I'm betting against it. The one horse, California Angel, was very competitive against the favorite, and compared to the favorite who's even money, I think California Angel's 15-1 Morning Line. So I'm going to use that horse. And another horse ships in from California, the 5, Bella Britt. That horse has some good late foot, too. So we're going to go with the 1-5 in the ninth race tomorrow to Queen Elizabeth. And then tomorrow in the feature at Belmont at Aqueduct, or whatever they want to call it, the 5 horse, Spirit and Glory, 8-1 Morning Line. It's a closer, ran real big at Colonial about a month and a half ago. Won the Virginia Oaks. I think this horse is going to get a nice pace to run into on the inner turf course at Aqueduct, which has been favoring closers the whole meet. And the 9 horse, Pizza Bianca, which is going to be the morning line favorite, I think is a must use in the exacta. So a 5 and a 5-9 exacta in the stakes race tomorrow at Aqueduct. I think the name of the race is the Risk Averse. I'm not sure, but got to do what I got to do. Nothing's working here right now.
I know, it's horrible when that happens.
Yeah, I just went to wash my hands and the lights went out. I'm like, oh, that's good. And then I tried calling you once and the cell phone didn't work. I said, well, let me try again. And somehow the cell phone worked the second time.
All right. So just very quickly, Houston Astros showed why that they're the odds-on favorite, no doubt, to win.
Well, here's the argument I've been having with people all year. Aaron Judge is going to win the MVP. Hands down, no problem with it. I think Yordan Alvarez is the best player in the American League, and he's showing it. I mean, the last 2 days, he won game one with a game-winning home run in the bottom of the ninth. He put him ahead yesterday with a 2-run homer, I think, in the sixth inning. The guy produces every opportunity he gets. That's an MVP, and he's doing it in the postseason. Right now, if the Astros win the postseason, he don't have to do another thing. He's going to get the MVP. The guy's just a terror, and he's been that way all year. Whenever the Astros needed a big hit, needed a home run, he's responded every time.
Yeah, but that's the way the Astros are coached as well. The confidence that they have is truly, you hear it about a lot of teams, but no, they do believe they can win every single game they're in.
Well, it was 3-2 going into the bottom of the eighth yesterday, and they had, I think it was a man on second and one out.
And they walked Alvarez. Outs,
and they walked Alvarez.
And then
the first pitch, Bregman hit a line drive to right, scored a run.
That's what I mean. The attitude on that team is simply absolutely, it's amazing.
Yeah, and they're up 2-0. They haven't played well. They haven't got good pitching. I don't think Altuve's got a hit yet, and they're up 2-0.
Yeah. No,
that's how a team wins a championship.
Yeah, no, it's they show exactly who they are, why they are, and why they really are the odds on to win. Unless something miraculous happens, they'll be the world champ.
Well,
the world
champions. Have to play the game. You know, anything can happen when you play the game. The Dodgers and the Braves—they're no slouches on the other side. It's going to be a competitive series. I mean, Seattle's pushing them. Seattle is probably the worst matchup the Astros can have. Seattle always gives the Astros fits, whether the Astros win the division by 2 games or 15. Seattle is their toughest team to play in the American League. And like I said, they haven't played good for 2 games. They beat them 2. And that really has to demoralize Seattle. When you go and you fire your best shot at a team and you don't win, that just leaves you scratching. And now they're up against the wall. They got to win three in a row against the Astros. I don't think that's going to happen, especially with Verlander pitching the worst game he pitched all year in game one. He comes back in game five. You know he's not pitching that bad again.
Yeah. And, you know, they always talk about there was a nice home field advantage for every team and the Yankees. But I'm sorry, the team that has the biggest home field advantage, as far as I'm concerned, is Houston. They've got, right now, they are the perfect storm of a baseball team and have been for the past, what, 5-6 years?
If they win this series, which looks like they're going to, I think it's the 6th consecutive year they're in the American League Championship.
Yeah.
Say what you want about them. You're not cheating 6 years in a row.
No, you're not. Hey, you know what? You got to give credit where credit's due, and they're an amazing ball club. Absolutely,
and it's
amazing.
All homegrown talent.
Yep.
That's the thing I like about it. When you get drafted by the Astros and you're a good player, you know you have an opportunity to make it to the major leagues. And like we said the other day, they lost Cole, they lost Morton, they lost Springer, they lost the shortstop. They lost four quality players. I mean, Cole is the ace of the Yankees. Morton's the number two pitcher on the Braves. This is a team that's got four big hits against them, and they're still on the verge of going to the World Series.
Pretty amazing club. They really are.
Yeah, and Dusty Baker's old school. Leave the guy alone.
Yeah.
All he does is win.
Yeah, absolutely. All right there, Mike. I want you to have a good weekend.
You too. Have a good weekend.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Mike Causey with horse racing. And now we can get on to sports of other sorts. And we will start off in the NFL. Oh, my gosh. I've rearranged my sleeping schedule, and so I actually watched most of this game last night. The Commanders and the Bears. Just horrible football. Absolutely horrible football. In the end, the Commanders beat the Bears 12-7. But just terrible football. Absolutely terrible football. The folks at Amazon Prime really have gotten nothing but lousy games to put on Thursday Night Football. Absolutely horrific. Jeez. Unbelievable. Okay, with that being said, in football coming up this week, this weekend, as a matter of fact, the local teams that are in action. You Tom Brady fans, the Buccaneers are taking on the Steelers. The Jets are taking on the Packers. New England Patriots are taking on the Browns. And the Ravens are taking on the Giants. That is what is coming up locally for us here. And then on Monday night, the Broncos and the Chargers. Big game coming up on Sunday at 4:30. The Cowboys and the Eagles. And right before that, along the same time, the Bills and the Chiefs. So those are the two premier games, the Bills and the Chiefs and the Cowboys and the Eagles. All right? All right. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Yankees and Cleveland were rained out. They were postponed. We just talked with Mike about the other series. Seattle lost to Houston 4-2. Houston now leads that series 2-0. Games coming up today at 1 o'clock this afternoon, I do believe, on TBS, the Yankees will take on Cleveland. All right. Then at 4:30 today, Atlanta will take on Philadelphia. That series is tied at 1-1. And at 8:40 tonight, the Dodgers take on San Diego. That series is tied at 1-1. So that's the way that looks in Major League Baseball as we get set to get to the World Series. And you just never know what's that. You just never know But I tell you, it's watching baseball is a lot of fun. And Mike and I were talking about Alvarez, right? So all he did was come up when they were losing last night. When I say they, Houston was losing to Seattle 2-1. And Alvarez came to the plate and did this.
And that one's hit well deep in the left field. And Alvarez has done it again. Oh, my goodness. He has put the Astros in front. A two-run home run makes it 3-2 Houston.
I mean, that deserves a curtain call, right?
I mean,
gotta be.
Wow. You have a guy absolutely mowing down, and he just drives us into left center.
Absolutely. And then later on in the game, they walk him, put a man on base, and what happens? The guy who comes up next, after they walked Alvarez, gets a single to knock in another run. I mean, that's baseball. That's old-time baseball. You can kill them with the home run, but you can build your runs by having a batter that you have to pass over. You have to. And the rest of the team rallies around it, get men on base, and because you pass over him, the next guy up gets a hit. Gets a hit. Pretty amazing. Pretty, pretty amazing the way they go on. A nice story on football. Brian Robinson Jr., he was the Washington Generals, Commanders, pardon me. He was a running back. He got shot in a carjacking about 6 weeks ago. Well, he's back playing football. Back playing football. Good for him. Just for him. And football now has a couple of things. The Washington owner, Daniel Snyder, reportedly has assembled dirt on NFL team owners and league offices in case they try to kick him out of the league. He's got stuff to fight back with. Deshaun Watson faces another sexual assault lawsuit, now according to records. I mean, wow, you want to talk about bad news bears. Yeah, that's the way, that's what football is in for. Well, anyways, that is a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.